Shares. Market.
The S&P.
The ASX. Stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks version. Our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. Doc, this week, I'm here with Anirban Mahanti, I should say, and I'm Scott Phillips. I'll do the intro properly. We've got a question this week from one of our loyal listeners who asked about, in particular, the way they can use some new money apps to save or make some money. The two big ones are Raise and CommSec Pocket. And we thought we'd take just a couple of minutes to discuss the pros and cons, the good and bad of these two apps. Now, just set the scene a little bit. The idea here is that the apps in question make it easier for us to save and invest money. In theory, trying to automate some of it, make it a little bit simpler, a little bit easier, bring costs down, increase simplicity or just simply access, take some of the hurdles away from investing well. Now, CommSec Pocket is the new kid on the block, released only a month or two ago. And the idea is it's supposed to make brokerage available at a much, much cheaper level for Australian investors. The brokerage starts at $2, that's $2, and you only have to invest a minimum of $50. That's pretty impressive. You think about it, in the past, brokerage has been $20 or $30. You've had to invest $500 or $1,000 to get going. This really lowers the bar hugely in terms of getting access to the market. Now, there are some limitations. You can only buy through CommSec one of seven ETFs, being exchange-traded funds. So there are specific setups. You can basically choose how you invest that money. But for only $2 and for a $50 minimum, that's a pretty attractive way to go.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think both CommSec Pocket and Raise, I think, have, you know, they up the game for investors who want to get started. And I think the minimums are, you know, CommSec is what, $50 is your starting investment. Yep. Raise is actually what, $5?
Yep.
And that makes it really easy to move, you know, just any bit of savings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can actually start really early in your investing career and, you know, get going.
Start some good habits.
Yeah, start some good habits and basically get the benefit of long-term compounding.
Now, CommSec's charging you $2. Not much, bit of pocket change, but still $2. Raise has no brokerage at all, which sounds too good to be true. And it is, because if you do have more than $10,000 in the account, they're going to charge you $2.50 a month in fees. If you've got more than up to $10,000. If you've got more than $10,000, they're going to charge you 0.275% per year. So no brokerage to buy and sell. That's a tick. On the other hand, they're going to charge you a percentage of your assets. CommSec Pocket taking the other view, saying, well, we're going to charge you for brokerage, but there's no ongoing fees. Now, Raise also lets you invest in some pre-mixed portfolios. So rather than direct ETFs, which CommSec looks and says, look, there's these seven funds on the market. You can buy and sell those really easy. Raise says, no, we'll do it for you. Six preset portfolios. You can choose which one, but we're going to charge you a fee somewhere between $2.50 a month and 0.275% a year. Effectively, that's $2. You can work out the most, $27.50 a year and then upwards from more than 10 grand. How do you compare those two, Matt? What would you rather be paying, $2 for brokerage or 0.3% a year?
So personally, I prefer the Raise model over the CommSec model. So the couple of reasons. One is the low barrier to entry for Raise, which basically means you can invest. The other thing I think that what Raise is doing well, now this is without actually looking into their investment performance, is they're actually making the decision process simpler. I think, you know, in all of these things, making it simpler is really useful because, you know, instead, oh, do I pay this? There's just a flat fee structure.
Yep.
You can put a really small amount, $5, and get started.
Yep.
And then finally, what CommSec is saying, well, you know, I've given you these seven ETFs and you got to choose and how much you're buying and things like that. Mm-hmm. Raise is saying, you choose. You tell me what type of investor you want to be,
correct,
and then you invest there, and we just do the investing for you. And I think that's, in effectively what their things are, is they've got this, you know, moderate, conservative, you know, aggressive, and things like that. And those are in turn basically made out of ETFs. So I mean, you know, the risk is diluted to some extent by the fact that
it's fascinating, isn't it?
It's fascinating. So I find that the simplest structure useful. And then I think once you use something like this and you build up a portfolio, at some point you probably actually want to have a real brokerage account to step into a different game. Yeah, so, you know, I find the raised model more attractive, at least from a startup's point of view.
I'm glad you said that, because I get to disagree completely, which is always fun on these podcasts. And we're going to keep it short. I actually prefer the ComSec model only. I think you're right about the positives, by the way, of raised. The fact that the portfolios are pre-mixed, you get to choose what sort of investor you are, and they take care of the rest. I think that's really, really great. The difference here for me, though, is if you have this for, say, 10 years, you're going to pay a minimum of $25 a year. That's $250, regardless of whether you buy, you put one lot of money in, two lots of money in, you invest every month or every so often. You don't really have a choice. They're going to take money out of your account. If you only put $500 in and you're paying, what, $20, $30, $40 a year, whatever the percentages work out to, that's a very, very large chunk of change on your portfolio. At least with ComSec, the amount you're paying in brokerage is fixed. If you don't trade, you don't pay any fees at all. And for me, as a low activity investor, I think that's a pretty attractive financial model. They're not taking too much of your cut. Either way, I think we agree, Doc, that they both give us a good way to get started. It gives investors a really simple, low barrier way to get started on the stock market, to develop really great saving and investing habits. At the end of the day, that's probably the most important element of either of these two or both together, is they're going to help more Australians get started investing more quickly.
I agree.
Unless we agree on something.
Yeah, that's good.
That's it for this week's Motley Money Hacks. See you next week. Full on.
Full on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.